Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Family, taking another look at the traffic view this morning. We'll jump right into those freeways. Southbound run is quite busy on the Mitchell, starting off at Whitfords Ave, and then Caranup Road all the way through to Vincent Street, the northbound run on the Kwinana. Not the same story. Just a bit slow at Leach Highway. The rest is looking really good. And a couple metro hotspots, Tonkin Highway northbound at Kelvin Road in Mannington and Roe Highway northbound near Nicholson Road in Langford. So please drive safely. And that's the latest from Main Roads.
Good on you, Callum. Thanks so much. Stay safe on the roads, everybody, especially with kiddies going back to school today. And just a quick shout out to my daughter who's starting her first day as a Year 5 teacher with her kids today. Very excited.
You got
her.
This.
You got this, girl.
And guys, I don't want to alarm you, but yes, that's right. Kirsty, over to you.
Yes, well, suburban news breaking. Talking about breaking. Australia Day, you know, public holiday, last
26th of January.
Yep, last week. It was last Wednesday.
Yes.
My family and I had a lovely time out with friends and proceeded to make our way home. Got out of the car.
Yeah. They exited the vehicle. And sorry, Karen.
Got out of the car outside of the garage because we needed to get the, you know, Layla and Spencer in the back, get them out, get all the stuff out. It's too hard in the garage.
Yeah.
Anyway, as we were getting out of the car, Spence goes, "Ooh, what's that on the ground?" Feels this crunching, crunching, crunching. Turns out...
Was he blindfolded?
Turns out, because it was dark by the time we got home. Turns out we looked, our house had been egged.
You're kidding me.
For the second time in about 2 months.
Are you that lady in the neighbourhood that people like to egg?
Experienced this before. Is this a thing? Being egged, having your house egged. Other than like on a particular day, you know, where everyone runs around trick or treating.
Halloween.
Yeah, that. 31st of October, in case you're wondering.
Anyway, yes.
Is this a thing? Is it just our family? Are we being targeted? Have we been targeted? I tell you what, the
conspiracy
theories
are rife in here this morning, everybody.
And we were so close to catching them because they were still very soggy. Like, it was literally like they had just done it.
Yeah.
And we just missed them doing it.
Did any other houses near you get hit?
I don't believe so, no.
Poor.
I know. And I tell you what, it is not fun. If anyone's got any tips on how to get rid of yolk off rendered walls... When it's been baked on because the sun comes up and it bakes it onto the front.
Non-stick paint.
Because I remember there used to be an ad about paint, a particular paint, that you throw stuff on it and would just slide off. No, that doesn't happen to our house when people throw eggs at it.
Oh, buddy.
I'm sorry. Yep, suburban breaking news. I was broken by that.
Oh, buddy.
We had to spray it all down with some pressure hose.
Oh.
Has anyone else been egged?
No.
So anyway, if it was you, don't do it.
Yeah, if
again.
It's you, I guarantee you're not listening to us.
I will hunt you down.
I guarantee our target market is not going around Australia egging people, Kirsty. Hey, you.
I hope not.
Exactly. But hey,
maybe they should be listening and that will make them
maybe
behave
should.
Themselves.
But give us a call, 9313-0985. We want to know, do you have any suburban breaking news? You're on 98.5 because you're dead. Sorry, we're just... Look, guys, it's...
Wow.
Hello, I'm Dan Elliott reporting for 98.5 News.
Suburban News.
Suburban Breaking News. This one comes from Christy in Wattle Grove.
Wow, Christy.
Christy, on the scene, we had 17 canaries in an outside bird cage, but they slowly started dying.
And also disappearing.
We sometimes found...
Oh, okay, this is PG. Let's PG. Okay.
Some stories are not suitable for little ears. We also sometimes found the heads...
Oh, no, don't say it!
...outside of the cage.
No, stop it!
And the body inside.
Oh, Christy!
But we had a padlock on the door, so my husband set up a Ring doorbell with a camera on the cage to see what was taking the birds.
Bud.
The neighbour's cat was sitting in the cage and would sit with was sitting by the cage and would sit with its paws through the cage. This is a terrifying story, and would patiently wait till the bird would go to the ground. to scratch around. The bird would swipe the cat would swipe the bird. The cat swipes the bird. The cat would swipe the bird and rip it through the cage.
Oh, my goodness.
R.I.P. birds.
Rest in peace, bird.
My husband is now trying to nicely relocate the cat. Amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing.
Wow, oh, Chrissy.
And that's the latest from Wattle Grove.
Oh, the suburban breaking news. Wow, Chrissy, I'm so sorry about that. That's fascinating. Well,
just adds to my dislike of cats.
Okay, but Tracy from Rivervale also had some suburban breaking news.
Okay, hold please. Okay. Actually, no, we actually have some breaking news we're going to be throwing live right now to David.
David, good morning.
Good morning, David. Over to you.
How are you going?
Very good, David. Have you got some suburban breaking news?
Oh, sorry about your egg breaking incident.
Yes, please, fill us in.
Okay, so get the egg yolks off with bicarb soda and water and pepper spray and then let it dry and then get the clear sealant, the concrete sealant, all right?
Yes.
And you get flat or gloss and you paint the whole front of your house with that.
I love you.
Bam.
Thank you,
David.
That is fantastic, David.
It is.
If anyone's wondering what he was talking about, suburban breaking news was that someone had egged my house and I did not know how to get the egg yolk off render. Thank you, David. That's awesome. And Tracy from Rivervale.
Over to you, Tracy.
Suburban breaking news in Rivervale. Someone is removing and opening our mail. And it's being scattered streets away.
I have my eyes set firmly on the cat that lives in Wattle Grove. No way. Did they get anything good, Tracy? Let us know.
Family, taking another look at the traffic. We'll look now at those freeways. Southbound run on the Mitchell is flowing really well now, which is always nice. And the northbound run on the Kwinana just slow around Manning Road through to Canning Highway. So please drive safely. And that's the latest from Main Road.
Goodness. Okay, suburban breaking news. It's been a morning of suburban breaking news. People have stuff to share with us on our first day back for 2022.
Look, they've missed us and they've missed their funnel of news, if
lots
you will.
Lots of love to everybody. If you missed earlier, Christy from Water Grove shared a very shocking suburban breaking news story about some canaries that were
murder.
Murder in Water Grove.
Murder in Water Grove.
Turns out it was a cat.
I'm Dan Elliott.
Tracy from Rivervale shared that someone was stealing her mail and then
probably
scattering
the
it.
Cat.
Yeah.
Cat burglar.
Cat burglar.
Tracy.
Feline groovy.
Oh,
thank
you.
Have you got
Leon.
Any more?
It gives one pause.
All right.
Got Tracy. Away by a whisker.
Tracy from Rivervale said hopefully it pays a few bills if it was the cat stole her suburban mail.
Yeah.
Leon.
I've got one.
From Leon, do you have breaking news?
From Dianella.
And over to Leon in Dianella.
A young man put out a roughly one quarter full green waste bin a couple of weeks ago. Not that breaking, but it is breaking. It was like a quarter full, just needed to get it out there because it was green waste coming. Didn't see the point in leaving it until it was full.
Yep. Mm.
And the people across the road were doing some gardening. They took my green waste bin over to their house because I put mine out a bit early, sort of about 2 in the afternoon, the day before bin day.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Took it over to their house. I was bored.
I'm usually midnight the night before.
Took it over to their house, filled it up, left it on their verge to be picked up, and it was, and then didn't bring it back over again.
No.
And I don't know them.
Yeah, that's breaking.
That's not okay.
I would have let him. It was just out there.
That breaks the bonds
but
of
put
neighbors.
It back.
You put it back.
You don't
you
have to
ask.
Put it back into my house. Just bring it back to my side of the road.
Well, Leon,
I'm really sorry about
that. I feel
you. I have to walk all the way over there.
Oh, dear.
Close the lid. Wheel it back.
Oh, buddy.
Empty.
All right, you said. Shh. We have news from Greenwood from Caleb. Someone has been eating all of my food, chocolate chips, and the like. Sources close to the individual have informed me that I myself am the suspect.
Good times. All right, everybody. Suburban News. I think we should keep Suburban News on a Monday.
This is a thing.
This is something that we really want to know what's going on out in your world and out in the suburbs, in the burbs. All right.
It's all the news that it should be talked about that's not talked about.
It doesn't get talked.
We'll be back with more.
Well, there you have it, family. Another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.